Started.
Right, so. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you for your help in our lives. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for your support. Thank you for all the good things you have given to us. Thank you for the answers we have received to our prayers. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for making all things to work together for our good. Thank you for solving our problems. Thank you, Lord, for opening doors for us. Thank you, Father. Thank you for destroying the works of darkness that were formed against us. Thank you for giving us dominion and victory over our enemies. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for giving us success and excellence and prosperity and breakthroughs. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for filling our heart with peace and joy. Thank you, Lord, for satisfying us with great benefit. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We are grateful for the fasting, the 40 days fasting we just concluded. We are grateful for how you helped us throughout the period of the fast. Thank you for how you give us strength to do the fast. Thank you for how you give us good health and healing throughout the fasting. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for the encounters you give to some of us. Thank you for the deliverance that happened to many of us during the fast. Thank you for the breakthroughs, the victories that happened to us. And thank you for solutions we got to our problems as we were praying each of the prayer points. Thank you for all the powerful things you did in us. Even the things you revealed to us through your voice and even through our dreams. Thank you, Father. We praise forever in Jesus' name. We thank you because now that we are done with the fast, we are going to see great and mighty miracles, and we are going to see a lot of open doors and a lot of interventions. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. We are here in your presence tonight to seek your face, to worship, and to pray. Oh Lord, visit us from your throne in Jesus' name. Do your mighty work in our lives as we pray in Jesus' name. Do your deliverance in our lives. Do your healings in our bodies in Jesus' name. Help us in those areas where we need your urgent help. Father, do so in Jesus' name. Have your way in our lives. And let your name be forever praised. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. We are going to sing some worship songs right now. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Oh Lord, have your way. Have your way, Lord. Jesus, have your way. Holy Spirit, have your way, Lord. Have your way. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Oh Lord. Have your way. We give you glory, Lord. As we worship you, we give you all the glory. We give you glory, Lord. As we honor you, you are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. You are wonderful. You are worthy, O Lord. We give you all the glory. We give you glory, Lord. As we worship you. We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. How excellent is your name, oh Lord. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, oh Lord. Oh Lord. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. Oh Lord, Savior, how excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, oh Lord, thou art worthy, thou art worthy, oh Lord, you are worthy to receive glory, honor, and power, for thou art created, all things made for thy pleasure, they are and were created. Is Lord, is Lord, amen. He has risen from the dead. Is Lord, every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Oh, is Lord, is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord, is Lord. Amen. For he has risen from the dead, he is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Your name is higher than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is higher than every other name. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. It touched my life with reasons. My life changed. It touched my life with reasons. I am no more the same. Jehovah touched my life with reasons. My life changed. It touched my life. It touched my life with reasons. My life changed. Jesus touched my life. He touched my life with his grace. I am no more the same. Jehovah touched my life with his grace. My life changed. Great are you, Lord. Greatly to be praised. Greatly to be praised. Father, you reign. Great are you, Lord. Greatly to be praised. You are greatly to be praised. Father, you reign. Great are you, Lord. Great is our God. Greatly to be praised. He is greatly to be praised. Father, you reign. Great are you, Lord. Greatly to be praised. Greatly to be praised. Father, you reign. Great are you, Lord. Great is our God. Great are you, Lord. King of glory. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. All power belongs to you. Great are you, Lord. Ancient of days, great are you, Lord. Mighty man of war, great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. You are the mighty man in battle. El Shaddai. You are the mighty man in battle. Jehovah is. You are the mighty man in battle. El Shaddai. You are the mighty man in battle. Glory to your name, Yahweh. Covenant keeping God, Yahweh, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. You never fail, you never change,
Yahweh, covenant keeping God, King of the universe, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. You say you are covenant keeping God, King of glory, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. You do what you say what you do. You are covenant keeping God. We will trust you forever, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. I will enter his gate with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his court with praise. I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Hallelujah, he has made me glad. I am so glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad.
I will enter.
I will enter his gate with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his court with praise. I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made. Oh, I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Hallelujah, he has made me glad. I am so glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Great things he has done. Greater things he will do. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done, great things he has done, greater things he will do. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. great things He has done, great things He will do. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. We cry, Abba Father, hallowed be your name, hallowed be your name, hallowed be your name.
We cry, Abba Father,
we cry, Abba Father, hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. All the glory must be in the Lord. For He is worthy of our praise. No man on earth should give glory to himself. All the glory must be to the Lord.
All the glory must be to the Lord.
All the glory must be to the Lord, to Jesus, for He is worthy of our praise, worthy of our praise. No man on earth should give glory to himself. All the glory must be to the Lord.
Jesus must be honored,
must be honored, must be honored. Jesus must be honored in my life every day. Hallelujah. Jesus must be honored, must be honored, must be honored. Oh, Jesus must be honored in my life everything. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Answering our prayers, thank you, Jesus. For saving us, thank you, Jesus. For helping us, thank you, Jesus. Jesus, you are worthy, you are worthy. be, worthy to be praised. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy. Jesus, Lord,
this is your house, your home. We welcome you. Lord, we welcome you. This is your house. This is your home. Your home.
We welcome you today. We welcome
as we gather,
as we gather in this place today,
Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit, come and have your way.
Be glorified.
Be glorified in everything we do.
Be glorified.
Be glorified in everything we say. Have your way.
This is your house.
This is your house, your home. We welcome you, Lord, we welcome you. This is your house, your home. We welcome you today.
We welcome you today.
We welcome you today.
I need you every hour.
I need thee. Oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee.
I need thee every hour.
I need thee. Oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. Hosanna,
Hosanna,
Hosanna
in the highest,
Hosanna in the highest,
Hosanna,
Hosanna, Hosanna. 我的赞美呐喊。
God, we lift up your name.
God, we lift up your name.
We lift you up
with a heart full of praise.
With a heart full of praise.
Be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest.
Father, we declare that we love you. We declare everlasting love for you. Father, we declare that we love you. Father, we declare that we love you. We declare everlasting love for you. Father, we declare that we love you. Father, we declare that we love you. We declare everlasting love for you. Begin to worship and bless his name. Glorify and adore him. Magnify him. Worship his majesty. Praise him for his faithfulness. Praise him for his goodness and mercies. Praise him for the great things he has done, and for greater things he will do. Praise him for who he is, for he cannot fail. He does not make mistake. He cannot lie. He cannot be defeated. He cannot diminish. He is El Shaddai. He is Almighty God. He's so full of power, so full of grace, so full of truth, so full of holiness, so full of purity, so full of righteousness. Worship him for who he is. He is the ancient of days. He has no beginning and he has no ending. He existed by himself. No one created him. He existed by himself. And he shall remain forever and ever. Worship him. Praise him. He has been and he shall be forever. He has been before the world began, before time began. He has been before any angel existed. He has been before anything existed. For he created all things. And he is the one holding all things together. Worship him. He knows the end of everything because he created everything. Praise him for who he is. He has the whole world in his hand. He controls the entire universe. worshiping. He speaks and his words come to pass. He reverses irreversible things. He changes unchangeable things. He gives power to the powerless. He gives strength to the weak. Glorify him. He gives life to the dead. He gives hope to the hopeless. He gives revival to the dying. He alone is the restorer. He alone is the true healer. He alone is able to heal the spirit, soul, and body at the same time. Glorify him. He is the mighty deliverer, the mighty redeemer. He is the first and the last. We worship you, Father. We are so grateful for who you are in our lives. We are so grateful for your faithfulness. We are so grateful because we can trust in you. We can believe in you. We can depend on you. And you will not fail us. Thank you for who you are to us. Thank you, Lord, for who you are in our lives. Thank you for who you are in our situations. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praise. Amen. We are going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for all that you have in store for me. Thank you for great blessings you have in store for me. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Lord, for great and mighty things you have in store for me. Things that will shock me and people around me. Thank you for great things you have in store for me. Thank you for great blessings you have in store for me. Thank you for great help you have in store for me. Thank you because you shall release all of them into my life. Thank you, faithful Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. We are still going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for making all things that you have created to work together for my good. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Lord, for making everything you have created, both visible and invisible, to work together for my good. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for making even my enemies to work together for my good. Thank you, Father. Thank you for making even the negative situations to work together for my good. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You are going to thank him. You can say, Father, thank you for the blessings you have already released into my life during the fasting. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank you for the spiritual blessings and physical blessings you have already released into my life. Thank you because I shall see them manifest very shortly. Thank you, Father, for the blessings you have already given to me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Yes, you're going to thank him. You're going to say, Father, thank you for giving me victories over the powers that have been oppressing my life for a long time. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for giving me victories over the powers that have been oppressing me for a long time. Thank you for giving me victory over the forces of darkness and witches and wizards and witchcraft that have been oppressing me for a very long time. Thank you, Lord, for giving me victories over them all. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You are still going to thank him. You're going to say, Father, thank you for the spiritual gift you have released into my life during the fasting period. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to thank him because some of you have received spiritual gifts from God during the fasting. Say, thank you, Father, for the spiritual gift you have put inside of me during the fasting period. Thank you for my spiritual senses that you have activated. Thank you for my spiritual eyes that you have opened. Thank you for spiritual abilities you have put inside of me. Thank you for spiritual strength you have put in me. Thank you for the grace you have put inside of me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Yeah, we're going to thank God a lot because of the things he has already done in our lives. So I want you to still thank him. You're going to say, Father, thank you because you have taken away all the barriers the enemy has set before me to stop me from fulfilling my destiny. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for you have taken away all the barriers, all the obstacles the kingdom of darkness has set in positions to stop me from fulfilling destiny. Thank you because you have removed those barriers. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You are going to thank him. You're going to say, Father, thank you for making a covenant of good health with me. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for making a covenant of good health with me. Or you can say, thank you, Father, for connecting me with your covenant of good health. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. for connecting me, for connecting my body and soul and spirit with the covenant of good health. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, release your power into my life that is able to make impossible things possible, that is able to make difficult things easy. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Father, release your power into my life that is able to make difficult things easy for me. Release your power now. Release your power that is able to solve difficult problems in my life. Father, release your power now. Release your power now. Release your power now. Release your power now. Release your power into my life. Release your power into my situation. And let that power begin to make impossible things happen. Let that power begin to make difficult things easy. Release your power into my life. And let your power begin to solve difficult problems in my life. Right now, in the name of Jesus, release your power into my situation. And let that power reverse irreversible things. Release your power into my life. And let that power transform my life. Release your power now, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yes, you're going to pray. You can say, Father, let great blessings, abundant blessings, come into my life from dry places, from dry ground. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The word of God says, God shall bring water out of distance. God is able to command blessings to come out of places that are dry and barren. Say, Father, let great blessings begin to flow into my life. Let abundant blessings, excessive blessings, begin to flow into my life from dry places. From dry grounds, from barren grounds, right now in the name of Jesus. Father, command great blessings. Command overflowing blessings. Command excessive blessings to come into my life from dry ground. From barren land, from places that do not produce such blessings naturally and normally. Oh Lord, command great amount of blessings to come from such places into my life. Right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Father, strengthen my faith and trust in your word so that I can receive the physical manifestation of your miracles. The physical manifestations of your blessings. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. May Father strengthen my faith and trust in your word so that I can receive, so that I can witness the performance of your miracles in my life. So that I can witness the performance of your promises in my life. So that I can witness, so that I can receive the performance of your blessings in my life. Father, strengthen my faith now. In the name of Jesus, strengthen my faith. Strengthen my faith in your word. Strengthen my trust in your word. So that all your promises can come to pass in my life. So that all your will can happen in my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, with your mighty hand, touch every situation that appears to be hopeless in my life, and turn them into a miracle. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Father, with your mighty hand, touch every hopeless situation in my life, and let your miracle happen in that situation. So pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. With your mighty hand, touch every hopeless situation in my life and transform them into a miracle. Transform them into a testimony right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. You're going to pray. You can say, Father, command great increase to spring out of my life. Great increase commanding to manifest in my life and in the works of my hands. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The Father command great increase. God told them, he said, be fruitful and multiply. Say, Father, command great increase to come out of my life, to emerge from the midst in the name of Jesus. Command great increase. Command great increase to come from the midst of my life and from the works of my hands right now. In the name of Jesus, command great increase right now. In the name of Jesus, continue to pray like that. Say, Father, command great increase to spring forth from my life, from my destiny, from my career, from my calling, from my spiritual gift. Command great increase to spring forth right now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Now, many times after a period of fasting and prayers, there is this tendency of thinking that you have prayed enough and that you have fasted enough. And then some Christians, they start becoming lazy. Yeah, because they have just concluded a long fasting and a long prayers. And that is wrong. And you must not fall into that temptation. Yeah, so the same fire that was burning inside of you throughout the fasting period, that fire must continue even for you to start seeing the results of your fasting. You must be able to sustain the fire and continue in that fire. So you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every power assigned to quench my spiritual hunger. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The fire of the Holy Ghost to destroy every power assigned to quench my spiritual zeal, my passion for God, my hunger for God, my passion for spiritual things. Every power that has been assigned to quench it, let your fire consume them now. Father, let your fire consume them now. In the name of Jesus, every power of darkness, every spirit of darkness that have been assigned to quench my spiritual hunger, to quench my spiritual fire, let the fire of the Holy Ghost consume them now. In the name of Jesus, every power of darkness assigned to make me a lazy Christian, to change me into a lazy Christian, a prayerless Christian, let fire of the Holy Ghost consume them now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yes, you're going to pray. You're going to say, I come against every power of darkness assigned to make me carnal and not spiritual at all times. Let fire of the Holy Ghost consume them now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Fire of the Holy Ghost consume every power assigned to make me a carnal Christian, to transform me to a carnal Christian, a worldly Christian. Fire of the Holy Ghost consume them now. In the name of Jesus. Every power assigned to make me always be in the flesh, to make me always walk in the flesh and not in the spirit. Fire of the Holy Ghost consume them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yes, you're going to pray. You're going to say, I come against every power of darkness assigned to make me fall into sin so that my prayers and fastings will become a waste. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume every power assigned to cause me to fall into sin and into disobedience so that all my prayers and fastings will not produce the result that I want. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them now. In the name of Jesus, every power of darkness assigned to cause me to sin against God and to misbehave so that the mercy of God would depart from me. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, every power that does not want me to have peace and joy, let the hunger of God consume them. Open your mouth and pray like that. Every power that doesn't want me to have peace and joy, be consumed by the hunger of God. Right now, in the name of Jesus, every power that doesn't want me to have peace in my mind and joy in my mind, be destroyed now by God's hunger. Right now, in Jesus' name, every power that doesn't want me to live in joy, live in peace, be consumed by God's hunger right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yes, you're going to pray. You're going to stand up against every power that doesn't want me to hear powerful testimonies of God's intervention. Every power that doesn't want me to have a testimony of God's intervention in my life, let the hunger of God consume them now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the Sapaste Engeshunestegala, every power aside from hell that doesn't want me to have a testimony of God's intervention in my life and situation, Let the hunger of God consume them. Let the hunger of God consume them. Right now, in the name of Jesus, every power aside from hell that doesn't want me to have a testimony of God's goodness in my life, let the hunger of God destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. You are still going to pray. You're going to say, I come against every power aside from hell to make sure that I lack good things. Every power aside to make me live in scarcity and in poverty. Let the hunger of God consume them now. Open your mouth and pray. Let the hunger of God consume them. Let the hunger of God consume them. Every power aside to make me live in scarcity, to make me live in lack, to make me live in poverty, to make me lack good things, important things to my life and destiny. Let God's hunger locate and destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, every power that wants me to beg before I spend, every power that wants me to borrow before I spend, let the hunger of God consume them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, change the story of my life. Give me a new beginning. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, change the story of my life. Change the story of my life. Give me a new beginning. Change the story of my marriage, the story of my career, the story of my calling. Give me a beginning I have never seen before. Let powerful events begin to happen in my life. Let glorious events begin to happen in my life. Let beautiful events begin to happen in my life. Events that will change the story of my life for good. Father, let them begin to happen. In the name of Jesus. Wonderful event. Miraculous event. Let them begin to happen in my life. So that the story of my life will change for better. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let the strength and powers of my enemy become impotent against me. You're going to say, Father, let the strength and power of my enemy become impotent in my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Let the strength strength of my enemy become impotent in my life, become powerless in my life. Let the powers of my enemies become powerless in my life, become too weak in my life, too weak to function, too weak to operate in my life, in the name of Jesus. Let the authority of my enemies, the dominion of my enemies, the strength of my enemies, the powers of my enemies become impotent in my life, in the name of Jesus. Let it become impotent against me, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, bless my two hands. And let everything I do with these two hands produce great success. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Father, bless my two hands. Bless my hands. And let everything these hands do produce success. Produce excellence. And produce prosperity. Prosperity in the name of Jesus. Bless my hands and make my hands begin to do things and prosper in those things. Make my hands begin to do things and succeed in those things. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the fire of God blindfold every demonic heart that is monitoring my life. Let the fire of God blindfold them. Open your mouth and pray like that. Every demonic eye, every eye of witches and wizards, every eye of false prophet that is monitoring my life for evil, let the fire of God light both them. Right now in the name of Jesus. Every eye of satanic agent, demonic agent, witchcraft agent, every eye of principalities and powers of darkness that is watching over my life for evil, receive blindness right now. By the fire of God, receive blindness, receive blindness, receive blindness right now in the name of Jesus. Every eye of my marine spirit that is watching over my life for evil, receive blindness right now by the fire of God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. You're going to pray. Jabez prayed a prayer. He said, oh Lord, I would that you will enlarge my post, that you will enlarge my territory. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, enlarge my coast. visit my life and enlarge my course. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Enlarge me. You're saying, Father, enlarge me. Make me great. That's another way of praying that prayer. Say, Father, make me great in my calling, in my career, in my business. Make me great in everything I do. Make me great. Enlarge my course. Enlarge my life. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Enlarge my course. Make me greater than I am right now. Give me greatness that is beyond my strength, beyond my wisdom, beyond my effort. Give me greatness that is beyond my academic qualifications. Give me greatness, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Enlarge my course in the name of Jesus. Give me greatness I do not deserve, according to your mercy, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, one of the abilities that God gives to warriors, prayer warriors, is that God can make them to see what the enemy is doing against them. And God can make them to see how far the enemy have gone in their operations against them. So God can give you that ability to, for instance, I as a person am able to know how much the enemy is doing against me, and I'm able to know if I have conquered them or not. Yeah, I'm able to know the extent to which, the extent to which they have gone in working against my life, and then I'm able to know how much my prayers is overcoming them and destroying their works and destroying them. Yeah, so you're going to pray for that ability. So when you can see into the spiritual realms and you're able to measure your victory, it will help you to move forward very fast. And you'll be able to know where to target your prayers, and then you'll be able to refuse to stop praying because you know that you are not yet done with your enemies. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I'll put upon me the ability to discern the operations of my enemies. The ability to discern all that my enemies are doing in their ranks against me. The ability to discern how far they have gone in working against my life and destiny. Say, Father, give me that ability. Open your mouth and pray like that. Let you be there to test it ever now. Give me the ability to discern what the enemy is doing against my life and destiny. Give me the ability right now. Continue to pray. The ability to see into the spiritual realm and know how much the enemy is doing against me, and also know when I have overcome them, and also know when I have prevailed over them. Give me the ability to be able to measure my victory over my enemies. to be able to know how much I have overcome in my battles with the forces of darkness. Oh Lord, give me such grace. Give me such ability. Give me such anointing. Give me such strength in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. One of the reasons why some Christians, they don't experience breakthroughs is because they are not sensitive to the powers blocking the breakthroughs. Yeah, and they are not eating those powers. Yeah, so you should be able to fight and eat the powers. Yeah, you should be able to do that. You can pray, but do your enemies, do they feel the prayers? Do they feel the fire of your prayers? Do they feel the weight of your prayers? Yeah, so you should be able to pray in a way that your prayers hit your enemies on their head and begin to hurt them. That is when you get victories and deliverance. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, empower me to be able to pray and hurt my enemies, to be able to pray and affect my enemies. Or open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, empower me to be able to pray in a way that the weight of my prayers begin to crush my enemies. Empower me to be able to pray in such a way that the force of my prayer, the energy of my prayer, begin to consume my enemies, begin to wound my enemies, hurt my enemies, devour my enemies, crush my enemies. Oh Lord, give me such power to be able to pray in a way that the fire of my prayers begin to destroy all the works of my enemies. Give me that power. Give me that grace. Give me that ability. When you know that your enemies are being affected by your prayers, you will pray more. You will pray more. Say, Lord, give me the power. Give me the ability to be able to pray in such a way that my enemies get hurt immediately as I pray. Give me that ability right now in the name of Jesus. Give me the ability to pray in such a way that my enemies, they get serious blow on their head immediately as I pray. Father, give me such power right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, do you know that God is able to make the invisible realms to be so real to you, just as this physical world is so real to you? God is able to make the spiritual realm very real to you, just the way this physical realm is real to you. Yeah, so you're going to pray that God do that right now. You're going to say, Father, put upon me grace and anointing that is able to make the spiritual realms very real to my eyes, very real to my senses, even more than this physical realm. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. There is a grace that does that. And when you have that grace, it will help your spiritual life and it will help you to fight and win a lot of battles. Because you're going to be seeing your enemies. When you are seeing your enemies, you will know how to fight them and how to destroy them. But when you are not seeing the people you are fighting, you might not really be able to overcome. Say, Father, give me grace and anointing that is able to make the invisible world, the invisible realm, very visible to me and very visible to my senses. Give me that grace that is able to make the spiritual realm very real and visible to my senses. In the name of Jesus, give me that grace that is able to make the spiritual world more real to me than this physical world, such that I'll be able to fight and win battles easily, and also so that I will be able to grow spiritually very fast. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. Now, there was a particular man of God that can speak demons on people. Yeah, and it make it very easy for him to deliver people from those demons. Because many times what he would do, he would just give those demons a blow. Because he'll be looking at those demons face to face. He would just move closer to those demons and give them one blow. And the demons will run and the person will be delivered. Yeah, so when your spiritual eyes is very opened, you'll be able to deal with the devil face to face without fear. You'll be able to attack him and conquer him. Yeah, so maybe you need to see the demon that has been causing great problems in your life for years. Maybe you need to meet with that demon face to face and beat the demon till death. Yeah, maybe that needs to happen to you before you start seeing a lot of changes in your life. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, oh, Father, open my eyes to see the invisible enemies that are behind the problems in my life. Open my eyes to see them and to fight them and to finish them and to destroy them. Oh, open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, open my eyes to see the demons, the enemies that are behind the problems of my life, and make me attack them and destroy them. Make me see them. Make me attack them. And make me destroy them. In the name of Jesus, continue to pray. God can do it for you in your dreams. And then you will see them in your dream. And you will fight. And you will finish them. Say, oh Lord, open my eyes. And bring me in face to face. Encounter with the enemies of my life. And then make me attack them. And make me destroy them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by your mercy, bring to pass your prophecy concerning my life. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Father, by your mercy, bring to pass every prophecy concerning my life. Every prophecy, every revelation concerning my life. Father, bring them to pass. By your mercy. Bring them to pass. By your mercy. Every prophecy. Every revelation. Concerning my life. Concerning my destiny. Oh Lord, bring them to pass by your mercy. Show me mercy, O Lord, and bring them to pass. Do not let them delay any longer. Do not let them delay any longer. Do not let your prophecy for my life delay any longer. Do not let your promises, your revelations for my life delay any longer. Bring them all to pass. Right now, by your mercy, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have 7 more prayer points. Before we round off the session. As I said earlier, Satan is always busy. He's always very busy around people that have done a very long fasting and prayer. Because he knows something is going to happen. Something great, something powerful, something glorious is going to happen in their lives. And he doesn't want that thing to happen. He knows something miraculous is going to happen in your life. And he doesn't want it to happen. So Satan is very busy around everyone that have participated in the fasting we just finished. So you're going to pray. So Satan is able to create temptations for you to fall in so that the things that God wants to do for you will not be done. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, prostrate and destroy all the efforts of Satan to cause me to do things that will abort my testimonies, all the effort of Satan, Father, terminate them. Open your mouth up like that. Say, Father, terminate the efforts of Satan to make me do things that will stop the answers to my prayers. Father, terminate them now. Prostrate is their form and terminate them. In the name of Jesus, everything Satan is busy doing to cause me to sin, to cause me to misbehave, to cause me to offend God, so that the answers to my prayers will not show up. O Lord of hosts, prostrate and destroy them all. Right now, in the name of Jesus, every business of Satan, every activity of Satan that is going on to make me do something wrong, that we stop God from performing the answers to my prayers, Father, terminate them now. In the name of Jesus, terminate them now. In the name of Jesus, everything Satan is doing to give me a negative attitude, to make me manifest a negative attitude, negative character that is able to stop the answers to my prayers, Father, destroy them all. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. We have 6 more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, increase your fire in me to the point that I will be able to set other people on fire. Say, Father, increase your fire in me to the point that other people around me that are spiritually cold will also get the fire. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. You can become a fire transmitter. You can become a fire transmitter. You can become a fire giver. Begin to say, Oh Lord, increase your fire in me to the point that I begin to set other people on fire, to the point that other people begin to get fire from me. In the name of Jesus, increase your fire in me. Increase your fire in my spirit. Increase your fire in my soul. Increase your fire in my body, to the point that your fire begins to spread from me to others around me and to others that come across me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. We have 5 more prayer points. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, I cast out every spirit of procrastination. Every spirit that is making me to postpone important things that I need to do with my life, I cast out such spirit right now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Devil knows about your plans, and then he will use this spirit of procrastination to make you either postpone the things that you should do or make you forget. Begin to say, I cast out of my life every spirit of procrastination that is making me to postpone important things that I need to do with my time and with my life. I cast them out right now. In the name of Jesus, every spirit that is making me to forget important things that I need to do with my time and with my life, come out of my life right now. Come out of my life right now. In the name of Jesus, every spirit that is making me to do something different from what God wants me to be doing with my time, come out of my life right now. In the name of Jesus, come out of my life right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. We have four more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, empower me to become a committed and faithful intercessor. An intercessor is somebody that prays for other people, even without the knowledge of those people that you are praying for them. They are someone that spends time praying for other people, praying for God to visit other people, praying for God to help other people, to touch other people, to change the lives of and situations of other people. So you're going to pray like that. Yeah, because it is a sin when you are selfish in your prayers, in your personal prayers, it is a sin. Yeah. After you have prayed for yourself or before you pray for yourself, every normal Christian should spend enough time praying for others. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, empower me to become a committed, dedicated, and faithful intercessor. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Say, Father, empower me to become a committed, dedicated, and faithful intercessor. Empower me to be able to spend a long time praying for other people in my personal prayer altar. Empower me, Lord, to be able to spend hours praying for others until you visit them, until you help them, until you bless them, until you heal them, until you deliver them. Oh Lord, empower me to be able to pray a lot for others. And not just for myself alone. Empower me to become a committed and faithful intercessor. In the name of Jesus. Help me to stop being selfish in my prayer life. Help me to stop being selfish in my prayer life. empower me to pray for others until you visit them and change their lives. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we are praying. Amen. We have three more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your hand. You can say, in the name of Jesus, I receive the spirit of boldness and fearlessness to do the things fear does not want me to do. I receive the spirit of boldness and fearlessness to take the step fear does not want me to take. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Some people, they would have become greater than what they are right now. But fear will not let them take a bold step. Are you like that? Say, I receive the spirit of boldness. I receive the spirit of fearlessness. To take decisions fear doesn't want me to take. To make choices fear doesn't want me to make. I receive the spirit of boldness and courage and fearlessness to take the steps fear doesn't want me to take. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I receive the spirit of boldness to go places fear doesn't want me to go, to do the work of God fear doesn't want me to do. I receive the spirit of boldness right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have two more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I command every arrow of untimely death that have been fired from the ranks of darkness into my life, into my family, to go back to the ascenders. Right now, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. I command every arrow of untimely death that have been fired into my life and into my family to go back to the ascenders right now in the name of Jesus. Pray very well. I command every arrow of untimely death that have been fired against my family members, fired against my life, my spouse, my children. I command such arrows to go back and destroy their senders right now in the name of Jesus. Every arrow of untimely death fired against my family members and loved ones and friends, let them go back to their senders right now. in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. And lastly, you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every spirit of oppression and slavery that is attached to my life and destiny. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Open your mouth and pray like that. The fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every spirit of oppression, spirit of affliction, spirit of slavery that is attached to my life and destiny. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them now. Destroy them now. Every spirit of oppression and slavery, every spirit of affliction, spirit of pain, spirit of suffering that is attached to my destiny, fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them now. In the name of Jesus, every spirit of sorrow, spirit of pain, spirit of affliction, spirit of slavery that is attached to my destiny, fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them now. In the name of Jesus, consume them now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. King of kings and Lord of lords, we worship you. Miracle worker, mountain mover, we praise your name. Ancient of days, we are grateful for all that you have done and for all that you would do. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for your presence and power in our lives. That is making all things happen according to your will. O Lord, be glorified forever in Jesus' name. I ask that you show mercy upon your people here and that you give them solutions to every problem they are facing at this time. Father, do so right now in Jesus' name. I ask that you touch every area of their lives that is under attack from the enemy. Touch those aspects of their lives and deliver them completely in Jesus' name. I ask that you shield everyone here from being attacked and fought by their enemies right now in Jesus' name. Everything that you have been trusting God for a long time that is yet to manifest, I command them to come into manifestation right now in Jesus' name. Every prophecy and promise and revelation from God that is yet to be fulfilled in your life, I command them to be fulfilled right now in Jesus' name. Every stubborn enemy that keeps coming after you and is not ready to let go of your life, I decree that destruction from the throne of God come upon them right now. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that the fear of God shall be rooted in your soul, and you shall no longer sin against God deliberately. In Jesus' name, I pray for you that confusion shall be the portion of every enemy of your life. In the name of Jesus, they shall be so confused and frustrated that they shall no longer have time to attack you anymore. In the name of Jesus, I pray that the Lord guide your steps and make sure that everything you do are in agreement with His will and plans for your life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. I pray for you that the weapons and the powers Satan have been using to attack you will no longer work in your life. Henceforth, in Jesus' name, those weapons shall no longer hurt you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. In Jesus' mighty name, I have prayed. Amen.